This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Susan Stamberg. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. Scotland Yard has identified the first among at least 49 people killed in last week's bombing in London. Experts warn it could take weeks to identify everybody. 700 people were wounded when the city's transportation system was attacked on Thursday, subway cars, a double-decker bus. A few sections of the underground rail system remain closed, but commuters are returning to the city. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
With most bus and train lines up and running this morning, the city seemed to have regained much of its usual hustle and bustle. Deputy Chief Constable Andy Trotter of the British Transport Police declared that London was once again open for business.
We believe with all the efforts of everyone involved, including Londoners, we can defeat the terrorist. By not coming to work, by London not being open for business, they will win, and they're not going to win.
Trotter said that there had been more than 100 false alarms since Thursday, including several reports of suspicious packages on the underground. Britain's security chief warned that further terrorist threats were possible while the bombers remained at large. Opposite the Temple underground station, James Fisher cut and wrapped bouquets of fresh flowers as he prepared to open his store. He said that he'd been shocked by the news of the attacks, but he couldn't let it affect his livelihood.
I say generally, though, because you're running a business, you have to balance everything with the worry about a pound note in your pocket, which sounds cynical, but I've got a family and a mortgage, and you've got to keep those things going as well. As I say, though, you can't let these people win, and you have to get back to what is normal to show them that they can't disrupt what you're doing.
The police are continuing their investigation into the bombings, but so far they say they're not looking for any named individuals. Deputy Assistant Commissioner Brian Paddock of the Metropolitan Police said that citizens had already phoned in useful leads to police hotlines.
Some very important information is being provided by members of the public, and we would just encourage anybody who thinks they might have any more information to continue to call us, please.
Politics, it seems, are returning to normal too. For several days, opposition politicians refrained from carping about the government's handling of the bombings. But over the weekend, the opposition Conservative Party delicately called for a public inquiry into possible intelligence failures. Tory spokesman Patrick Mercer explained that they weren't trying to pin the blame on anyone.
We're now trying to learn the lessons, find out where there were gaps in our defences, things that did go wrong, as they inevitably will, without pointing a finger of blame, and trying to come up with things which in the future will protect us better.
But Cabinet Minister John Hutton said this is not the right time for an inquiry.
I think right now the priority has got to be to focus all of our effort on catching these criminals. And I think it would be a mistake to deflect any of the activities around that pursuit of these criminals into this idea about having an inquiry.
The British government has also come under pressure to explain a confidential memo from Defense Secretary John Reid concerning Iraq. The undated memo was published in Sunday's Daily Mail. It said that the U.S. is considering cutting troop strength in Iraq next year by nearly 40%. Britain is considering similar reductions. Reid said that the British government is still just exploring options and will stay in Iraq as long as is necessary. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.